Welcome back into the show. Raheel Ramzanali, Del Olale, Richard Burmaster hanging out with you on ESPN 97.5. And joining us now is the head coach for New Orleans, the Saints, Sean Payton, joining us. What's up, coach?
Good morning, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you been, man?
Doing well. We're working on free agency, and the combine's right around the corner, so we'll be busy here heading to Indianapolis.
Before we talk some football, did you stick around town for the NBA All-Star game?
I wasn't here for the All-Star game. I was out of town. Normally, when Mardi Gras comes or an event like that comes, you know, it can be kind of chaotic. But no, I had plans to be out of town and really got back the day after everyone was leaving here.
Okay, so how crazy is Mardi Gras during, you know, when everything is kicking off there in New Orleans? How crazy does it get?
I think there's a couple of myths with it. Not being from here originally, you know, I think number one is that it's just on one day, you know, Fat Tuesday next week. It really exists for, you know, the better part of over 3 weeks. And the other myth, I think, is the parade environment. It's not on Bourbon Street. There's more than 30 different parades during this 3 week time frame. There's parades for children. There's parades for all females. There's parades that have a long history. There's parades that are relatively new in their history. There's some on the North Shore, you know, and I think an outsider kind of envisions the parade being on Bourbon Street when actually those streets are far too narrow. The parade routes generally start somewhere in and around St. Charles and then gradually head towards the city. But it's much different than television would make it out to appear.
Yeah, it looks like a party throughout the entire city, which is kind of cool. Let me ask you a few food questions regarding Mardi Gras, the king cake. Do you like the traditional one, or do you like it with some other stuff in it, like cream cheese or strawberry filling?
It has to, without anything else in it, you know, it's a breakfast roll. So I would say the cream cheese would definitely top it.
Got Sean Payton hanging out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Last food question, okay? This is one I get killed about because crawfish is huge here. In Houston, it's big, you know, because you're right down the street from us. It's like a four-hour drive. Have you ever tried Vietnamese-style crawfish?
I have not. It sounds pretty good, though.
So the difference is it's normal crawfish, right? It's boiled Louisiana yep. style, but then they put it in a bag and toss garlic butter with chunks of garlic and some additional spices on top of it. And then you mix it up. Man, coach, I'm telling you, it's the best crawfish.
It's interesting because ultimately it's everyone's secret recipe to spice crawfish, right? Even
yeah.
here, everyone believes they have the best roux, if you will, or the best recipe for seasoning it, but that does sound real good. Sounds like you're gonna have to brush your teeth though for a week after eating it.
Oh, you're not getting it on that night. Yeah, if you go with the wife, like I took my wife on Sunday and it was understood nothing will happen that night. It was understood, coach.
Crawfish night, huh?
Yeah.
We're joined by Sean Payton, New Orleans Saints head coach, and obviously he's talking a lot of food. We'll get to Saints football as well, but Coach is here to talk a little bit about oxygen water. That's OXIGEN. Now, we're just looking at some of the copy points. And if you're interested in it, Randall's is the place who carries it here in town. Now, Coach, we're reading the copy point. It says 100 times more oxygen than regular water. And we're kind of joking around about it. If this was on Shark Tank, how would they sell it? How do they sell it to you, this water, and why you're talking about it?
Listen, I'm the biggest skeptic, and 3 years ago, I had a chance to meet with these guys. They'd come down from Canada, and this product has begun to take off. It's simple that the challenge in years past when anyone's tried to make a water with more oxygen in it, the minute you open the lid, all those properties left. And these guys have found a way. They've done three different studies, blind studies now, and essentially it's water. You know, so we're not talking about a caffeinated drink. We're not talking about a sports energy drink, anything like that. We're talking about a way to hydrate prior to a workout and then even after a workout. And I think if we can elevate the oxygen level in our blood system, which you can with this, then you're able to have a more effective workout and tire less frequently.
Got Sean Payton hanging out with us on ESPN 97.5. Coach, when you win a Super Bowl, it's obviously one of the great moments in your coaching history. Great, probably the greatest, right? But does that change from thereafter? Like a team that you guys, if you don't win the Super Bowl every season. Is that considered a failure, or is it? Are there still wins you can take away from a season?
I think the one thing, after having won a Super Bowl, you're obsessed with the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And because you realize all the things that you've heard about it, it's like this mystical place. You've heard how fantastic it is. You won't believe the game environment. You won't believe what it's like afterwards. And it's really, when it's all said and done, the journey with the players and the coaches is the most important part. You know, the there's a little bit of that postpartum or melancholy when the game ends, that it's like, man, there's no more games. You know, this is the last time this team is together. So I think it's the obsession of getting back to that place that was every bit as good as you thought it would be and better.
Now, Coach, you won your Super Bowl with a great quarterback. He's continued to have great success. Now, the thing here in Houston is, when will we find our guy? There are many thoughts about how you acquire that guy, whether through free agency, trade, or draft. You talked about that you're always looking for quarterbacks, even despite the fact that you have Drew Brees. Is that the way to go about it? Always continue to hunt for a quarterback?
Yeah, it's not exactly like pitching, but you have to have good pitching to win in baseball, and I think you have to have good quarterback play to win in the NFL. And I think the way the pass rushes have improved in our league, certainly you hope to be healthy at that position. But I think history's told us it can come from the draft. It's told us it can come from other clubs over the years. And it's also told us it can come from players in the last part of their career as opposed to the front part. We've seen guys like Trent Green and Rich Gannon, and we've seen guys like Kurt Warner. Maybe a player's at one team that's not functioning as well as he'd like and thrives in a system somewhere else. And I think that's part of the job as being a coach.
Sean Payton joining us on ESPN 97.5. Your offseason, what does it consist of?
The offseason, normally time with the children. You know, my daughter's in college now. My son's in high school. You know, a lot will be with maybe his sports camps. Some travel. The offseason really is that period of June to July, though, when we're away from our game. You know, right before training camp. Right now, though, it's personnel. It's really spending time on the roster and looking at the needs and the areas you have to improve.
Do you get a chance to go meet with other coaches and continue your education and talk to coaches and get new ideas?
Yeah, one of the things, at times we'll speak at a clinic. We'll have a chance to have coaches come in. And then we also have access to, you know, all 32 teams, each side of the ball, special teams. So we'll do studies. We'll do studies centered around teams that have been real good in the red area, third down, specifically, a spot on the field, or in some cases, maybe turnovers. And we'll look at those tapes. We'll put together tapes. Coaches will split up and divide up some of that type of work. I think it's important we're staying current with our league and what teams are doing.
Sean Payton here for Oxygen. You can go to drinkoxygen.com. That's drinkoxygen.com. You can find them at Randall's here in Houston, and they're also they have the oxygen shots if you don't want the full bottle at amazon.com. Coach, you talked about the draft being deep in a couple places and also mentioning pass rusher as a place where you're targeting. Where do you expect to find that pass rusher in free agency, or is that something you think you can find in the draft?
Well, it's a good question. I think we got to utilize and look closely at free agency and complement it with the draft. I don't know. I wouldn't say today that we're going to find that player in free agency, but we have to upgrade the roster. And it starts with specifically on defense. Pass rusher is one position, corner is another position, linebacker. There are a handful of areas that we have to be better at, and we have to, you know, do it. We have to have a real good offseason here regarding our personnel.
It's going to be fun to watch what happens. Coach, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to hang out with us and just talk a little, man. It was fun talking to you.
Awesome, man. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you later. That's Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints.